This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf and the MLB playoffs is concerned. I'll be driving you through today's show as Charlie's getting some sun out in Santa Barbara, California. But we have a lot of work to do today. Here's the rundown. How about the Houston Astros dominating the first round of the ALDS as they're up 2-0 in the best of five series against the Mariners? But they look to close out Seattle this afternoon at T-Mobile Park with Lance McCullers Jr. on the bump. You know, as far as the first two games was concerned, the juice box on Crawford Street was absolutely electric. I was at game one on Tuesday when your daddy Alvarez hit a walk-off three-run jack off the meatballer Robbie Ray. Verlander got knocked around for the first four innings, and the Strohs were trailing the entire game, and our pitching couldn't find a way to keep the top of the Mariners lineup led by Julio Rodriguez and Ty France off the base pass. You know, the Astros were down 7-3 going into the bottom of the eighth of that first game. Bregman cut the Mariners' lead to 2 with a bomb to left center. But, you know, going into the ninth, me and the fellas were sitting there going, how on earth are we going to win this ball game? Then our savior, the second coming of Big Poppy, Yordan Alvarez, sent a missile into the second level of right field bleachers, and there was nothing but, you know, cold beer and $25 El Tiempo margaritas flying around that stadium, flying around the juice box. You know, just another reminder, we have the best fans in baseball. No. The best fans in sports. And then, you know, there was game two on Thursday, which I watched on TV. Got to watch the great Carlos Correa make an excellent debut with the TBS set, which I'll talk about more later on. And, you know, game two is the same story. The Mariners had Luis Castillo dealing until the miscommunication between J.P. Crawford and Julio Rodriguez with two outs in the sixth inning over a Jeremy Pena blooper, which led to another clutch two-run blast from Yordan that made the juice box absolutely erupt. So I'll bring on former Astros beat writer, former president of the Baseball Writers Association of America, Jesus Ortiz, who still covers the Astros a little later on. We're going to talk about Ricky Fowler back in contention at the Zozo Championship, and we'll get to some news as far as the Live Circus is concerned. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. We'll get into all that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference, back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard on a Saturday morning. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here. And here's what's on the table for today's show. We'll start by discussing everything you need to know for the weekend at the Zozo Championship as, you know, they go into Sunday over in Tokyo, Japan. I'll give you the best picks for the weekend. I'll give you the best predictions. And then number two, we'll get into Liv Jetta's shocking first-round ratings despite Brooks Koepka being on 59 watch. I'll go into, you know, what happened last week as far as the world of golf is concerned. And then number three, at 8:40, we'll bring on former Baseball Writers Association president and former Astros beat writer Jesus Ortiz to discuss everything regarding the Astros playoff run and game three of the ALCS with McCullers on the bump. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Let me start with a little review of how last weekend wrapped up in the world of golf. You had Jon Rahm become the first three-time winner of the Spanish Open since the legendary Seve Ballesteros. Rahm cruised past Minwoo Lee, who has one of the sweetest swings on the planet, en route to a six-shot victory. Now, a quick note on Rahm. That's the second time in the last 12 months that he's gone into a tournament as the favorite and won. That feat is so, so rare in golf, and really the only players that you have seen do that over the last 20 years is Tiger Woods. And, you know, with the U.S. Open heading to Los Angeles next summer, you know, Rahm won his first U.S. Open in California. I would not hesitate to go ahead and get your futures bet in for Rahm, as we talked about in our major championship futures episode a few weeks ago. Then a few hours later last Sunday, you had Eugenio Chikara, a 22-year-old Spaniard phenom out of Oklahoma State, win Live Bangkok in an event that went largely unnoticed from a viewership perspective, with less than 20,000 viewers watching on Sunday. My hat's off to Chikara on a class performance from start to finish. When Chikara was dominating college golf and at the top of the PGA Tour U standings, I had nothing but great interactions with him, and there's no doubt he has a strong future in the world of golf, even if that means it won't be on the PGA Tour with the best players in the world. The Live bots and the Twitter talking heads came out to chirp when Chikara won, saying, look at us. We finally have a winner under 30 years old, despite having less than 20,000 people tuning in on YouTube. And just when the Live clowns started making noise about their new crown prince in Chikara, Tom the Tank Engine Kim says, wait a second. Let me make history out here in Vegas at the Shriners and become the first player since Tiger Woods to win twice before 21 years old. I mean, are you kidding me? How about the pedigree and the chutzpah that Tom Kim has been playing with over the last 6 months? If you're just getting familiar with who Tom Kim is, let's look back at his past on the golf course. Really, over the last year, he won the Wyndham Championship in the final regular season event of last season by 5 shots, despite opening the tournament with a quadruple bogey 8. He produced an excellent performance at the President's Cup for the international team, helping drag Trevor Immerman's squad out of the gutter with some epic shots and memorable reactions at Quail Hollow. Then last week, he wins the Shriners Children's Open by 3 shots in a record-tying fashion. And Tommy Kim did so, beating TPC Summerlin specialist and world number 4 Patrick Cantlay at the same time. Cantlay had a disastrous triple bogey on the 18th hole at TPC Summerlin. We've often seen him in his first couple wins on tour do an excellent job to close events. But as you saw last weekend in Vegas, that type of finish can happen to absolutely anyone. So, back to Tom Kim. He didn't make a single bogey all week. First stroke play tour winner to be bogey-free since JT Poston at the 2019 Wyndham. So let's move on to the Zozo Championship, which is currently 3 rounds in with a huge time difference over in Tokyo, Japan. This event has really evolved into an amazing fall tournament on the PGA Tour. Over the last 3 years, I've been critical about where the PGA Tour puts this event on the schedule as players have to travel from the Shriners in Las Vegas to Tokyo and then back to the United States for the very next week. For example, this year the players will travel to Congaree in South Carolina for the CJ Cup next week. I think they could move the Zozo in Japan to the last event of the fall after the RSM Classic, but let me tell you, the golf course at Narashiro Country Club makes up for every bit of that rigorous travel schedule for the players. This is a golf course that is really the Augusta National of Tokyo. It was a product of Kenya Fujita, one of the great pioneers for Japanese golf. You have to understand, prior to the start of World War II, there were fewer than 100 golf courses in Japan, and now there's more than 2,000, according to the Golf Club Atlas. So, that's largely thanks to the work of Kenya Fujita, who, finished the golf course at Narashiro 4 years before his death in 1965. It was one of his final works, and it turned out to be an absolute gem that has a great mix of some of the shortest par threes that you'll see on the PGA Tour, but also features par fours that are absolute beasts as far as distance is concerned. Now, let's get off the history lesson and on to who's in the mix at the Zozo. And we have to talk about Ricky Fowler, who has been known more for his commercials rather than his play on the course over the last 2 years. He has a phenomenal opportunity in front of him to return to the winner's circle on the PGA Tour. Ricky opened with a 3-under 67 in round one, then caught fire in round two, firing a 7-under 63 to vault him to a tie for first place with 2 rounds to go. And then this morning, overnight, he posted a 4-under 66 To take the solo lead. Now, Ricky's playing on a sponsor's exemption. And a quick note here, that second round 63 was Ricky's lowest round on the PGA Tour since October 16th, 2021 at the CJ Cup last year. And it's the first time he's held a share of the lead after 36 holes since the 2020 American Express out in Palm Springs. So you're probably asking yourself, what's the difference with Ricky Fowler? Well, he's gone back to Butch Harmon for instruction after a three-year run with John Tillery, who's the swing coach of Kevin Kisner. But Ricky has gone back to Butch Harmon, who was on his team when he won the 2015 Players, and was on Ricky's team when he finished top five in three of the four major championships in 2014. So, this move back to Butch Harmon is the right one. Ricky's game has definitely proved that since the start of the 2023 season. We saw Ricky finish tied for fifth, to start the year at the Fortinet Championship. And listen, there's been a lot of doubts floating around Ricky's, head that have been driven by the media elites over the last 2 years since he won the fifth PGA Tour title at the 2019 Phoenix Open. You've heard the jingle, Ricky got married, Ricky had a baby. Is Ricky still driven as he was when he was a 21-year-old kid winning the Rookie of the Year over Rory McIlroy in 2010? Is Ricky just a commercial figurehead now? And, what the mainstream golf media doesn't understand is that this is just the ebbs and flows that a professional golfer is going to go through. And Ricky has gone through all of them over the last 2 years. I mean, look at Jordan Spieth in 2018, 2019. The only difference is Spieth had won two majors over the previous 5 years, so he was fortunate enough not to miss out on majors like Fowler did last year. Look at the names that are right behind Ricky Fowler on the Zozo Championship leaderboard. How about Keegan Bradley's journey as a professional golfer? This is a guy who stepped on the scene 12 years ago as a 24-year-old kid out of Woodstock, Vermont, and won the 2011 PGA Championship and became a Ryder Cup legend after proving to be a perfect match for Phil Mickelson in 2012 at Valhalla. Keegan did win the 2018 BMW Championship, but other than that, have you heard his name near as much as you did in the early 2010s? No, you haven't. But since the beginning of last year, Keegan has worked his way back into the top 50 of the official world golf rankings. And at 36 years old, he's hitting the golf ball farther and more consistent than he ever has in his career. So we're going to get to more as far as Ricky Fowler is concerned. First, how about a quick word for my friends over at Insperity and business owners? This one's for you. Have you ever felt like the walls are closing in, that the obstacles to growing your business are overwhelming? We all know running a business comes with pressure, remote workforces, HR compliance, keeping your top employees. There's no wonder that you start to feel boxed in, but you don't have to do it alone. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30 plus years of experience to work helping you with your human resources, from hiring and training to HR, admin, and compliance. Add in competitive benefit options for your employees and you've expanded your HR capabilities. With Insperity lightening your HR load, you can focus on growing your business, surrounded by employees who are empowered to be their best. Don't let the obstacles keep you from realizing your full potential and get the relief that you need from an HR company that puts you and your employees on a path to success. Because with Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Okay, on the other side, we're going to get more into this this leaderboard, the Zozo Championship. I'm going to get into the LIV Golf Circus's attempt at official world golf rankings. And later on, Jesus Ortiz is going to join the show to talk everything and give you everything that you need to know about the Astros postseason run. We're going to do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. In the last segment, we discussed Ricky Fowler. He's leading the Zozo Championship through three rounds at 14 under. Keegan Bradley trailing by one at 13 under. Victor Hovland solo fourth at 11 under. So, I left off last segment talking about how much heat that Ricky Fowler has had from the media and really fans too about his performance. But you have to look at the highs and lows that a professional golfer goes through over the course of his career. I mean, You know, we see it every year. You know, 2019 U.S. Open champion Lucas Glover had a long drought before he found consistency again on the PGA Tour after his major championship win. Brandt Snedeker had, you know, a couple broken ribs that held him out for 2-3 years and you know, had a huge drought. Matthew Wolff, you know, look at the battle that he's going through with, you know, with mental health and all of those serious topics, you know, that forced him to go to Live Tour. You know, those are the ebbs and flows of professional golfer. Brooks Koepka over the last 2 years, you know, he's finally kind of getting it back together at Live Jeddah. He was on 59 watch at the beginning of this week, but, you know, he hasn't won anything since his last major. So the list goes on. I would say the only difference with Ricky is, you know, the amount of stardom and expectations that have been put upon him to win a major championship since the start of his career, based on the look, based on the Puma deal, based on the all orange on Sunday. You know, I would say make no mistake about it, Ricky Fowler will win a major championship before it's all said and done. Not everyone is Jordan Spieth. Not everyone's Colin Morikawa. Not everyone's Justin Thomas winning multiple major championships before their 30th birthday. I mean, look at Phil Mickelson. Didn't win a major until, you know, he was in his 30s. Look at Jimmy Walker. Look at Julio Boris winning the 1968 PGA Championship, you know, winning his first major at 48 years of age. So, you know, I think Ricky Fowler is back in the saddle with Butch Harmon. I believe we see, you know, him back in that 2014 form where he was contending in every single major championship. You know, the key for Ricky right now is to climb back into the top 50 of the official world golf ranking so he can once again qualify for major championships. Because as it stands right now, Ricky is 160th in the world. He's playing this week on a sponsor's exemption, and he will either need to win or have a stretch of very good golf in order to qualify for the 2023 major championships. I think Oak Hill, home of the 2023 PGA, is very appealing location for Ricky to win, you know, his first major. So the bottom line is he's got to get there first. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Now, last week I did not get to dive into Liv's attempt at official world golf rankings as much as I would have liked. 2 weeks ago, the Liv Circus formed a strategic alliance with the MENA Tour, and since you know the majority of listeners are not going to know what the MENA Tour is, it's the Middle East and North African Tour. And since the MENA Tour's events have official world golf rankings, Greg Dorman and the rest of the clowns at the front office of Liv assumed that this strategic alliance would automatically give them world golf rankings. Well, unfortunately, you know, the people at Liv still do not understand the criteria of how an event qualifies for the official world golf rankings. They still don't understand the changes that they need to make to their tour, you know, in order to make it near appealing enough for the average viewer at home. Number one, you know, there's not a tour that is approved by the official world golf rankings that has a shotgun start. If you ask any of the great architects of the game, past or present, you know, Donald Ross, Gil Hans, Alistair McKenzie, Chet Williams, you know, our friend of the show, Trip Davis, how they design their golf courses, they don't design 18-hole golf courses so that players can finish on the 13th hole. You know, Quail Hollow, where we watched the President's Cup a couple weeks ago, Quail Hollow is not Quail Hollow without finishing your round on 16, 17, and 18, which is also known as the Green Mile. There's not a professional, you know, tour approved by the official world golf rankings that has a team leaderboard aspect and only plays 54 holes without a cut at the halfway point. You know, there's a reason that, you know, your local member guest is not counted towards the official world golf rankings. And number two, the fact that Liv has not changed to 72 holes with a cut at the halfway point has completely worked against him, because the older fan nor the Gen Z fan is interested in the current format that Liv has to offer. And for, you know, the listener at home that doesn't agree with me, there were only 14,000 viewers on YouTube for the first round of Liv Jeddah yesterday morning. Two mornings ago, where I must note Brooks Koepka was on 59 watch. 14,000 for a two-time major champion who, you know, supposedly brings the same impact to the sport that Patrick Mahomes brings to football, according to some Liv officials, which is a completely grotesque take. You know, I mean, how would you think that the Saudi crown prince is feeling, sinking billions of dollars into this thing and only having 14,000 people watching a product five events into the season. And, you know, it's hilarious. I have listeners tell me, oh, the Saudis have unlimited money. You have no idea, Will. You just don't have a clue. That's what they say. Well, you know, I would suggest they name me one person in this world who enjoys losing money. Name me one person. No one. No one likes losing money. With paying every player guaranteed money, with literally no sponsors or TV networks on board with LIV Golf, they will not make a single profit by the end of the 2023 season, which will result in a multi-billion dollar loss. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. If you disagree, I'd love to hear from you. You know, I'm not saying that there were not checks and balances needed for the PGA Tour. There has been some good to come out of LIV Golf and Phil Mickelson's antics. You know, every player who gets a PGA Tour card or Korn Ferry Tour card will now make a guaranteed league minimum of $500,000 every year, with rookies and returning members receiving the money up front and you know, for travel and other expenses. That is a direct result of LIV Golf. Make no mistake about it. The PGA Tour would not have launched that earning assurance program in 2023 without the presence of LIV Golf. You know, with the PGA Tour's new travel stipend program, any player who qualifies for event on either tour will make $5,000 for every miscut. That is a direct result of LIV Golf. Make no mistake about it. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Let's get to some audio from Phil Mickelson prior to the start of LIV Jeddah on Thursday, as Phil believes that he is currently on the right side of the game. Roll it, Johnny.
So I will reiterate, I never did an interview with Alan Shipnick, and I find that my experience with everybody associated with LIV Golf has been nothing but incredibly positive. And I have the utmost respect for everybody that I've been involved with. I think that, as I said earlier, for a long, long time, my 30 years on the PGA Tour, pretty much all the best players played on the PGA Tour, at least for the last 20 years. That will never be the case again. And I think going forward, you have to pick a side. You have to pick what side you think is going to be successful. And I firmly believe that I'm on the winning side of how things are going to evolve and shape in the coming years for professional golf. And, you know, we play against a lot of the best players in the world on LIV, and there are a lot of the best players in the world on PGA Tour. And until until both sides sit down and have a conversation and work something out, both sides are going to continue to change and evolve. And I see LIV Golf trending upwards. I see PGA Tour trending downwards. And I love.
So that's Phil's quote that he did before the first round of LIV Jeddah. So, you know, number one, he did do an interview with Alan Shipnick, in which the quotes were used for an article on Shipnick's FirePitCollective.com in a story titled "The Truth About Phil in Saudi Arabia." And here's the quote that Phil gave to Shipnick, which, you know, he likely regrets and now falsely denies. In quotes, this is from Phil: "They're scary MFs to get involved with. We know they killed Washington Post reporter and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi and have a horrible record of human rights. They execute people over there for being homosexual. Knowing all of this, why would I even consider it? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates. They've been able to get by with manipulative, cohesive, strong-arm tactics because we, the players, had no recourse. As nice of a guy as Jay Monahan comes across as, unless you have leverage, he won't do what's right. And the Saudi money has finally given us that leverage. I'm not sure I even want the Saudi Golf League to succeed, but just the idea of it allowing us to get things done with the PGA Tour." Close quote. So number one, Phil did provide Shipnick with that quote. That is a fact. And number two, Phil said that all professional golfers will need to choose a side between the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour until the powers of both tours get together and work out a deal. So the question is, why couldn't Phil Mickelson get together with Tiger and Rory before making his departure to LIV? Because if those three, Tiger, Phil, and Rory, got together 12 months ago to develop a better plan, I would say Jay Monahan would have accepted it. But here's my theory. I don't think Tiger or Rory wanted to sit down with Phil. And I don't think Phil wants to sit down with Tiger or Rory. On the other side, everything Astros. We're getting to the playoffs with Jesus Ortiz, former beat writer of the Astros, former president of the Baseball Writers Association of America, right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Just a few minutes, we're going to have Jesus Ortiz on to discuss more on the Astros World Series run. They dominated the first round of the ALDS as they are up 2-0 in the best of five series against the Mariners, where they look to close Seattle out this evening at T-Mobile Park with Lance McCullers Jr. on the bump. We heard some quotes from Lance McCullers Jr. yesterday saying that, you know, during his recovery process, midway through this season, him and the trainers almost threw in the towel. And and went directly to surgery, whether it's the elbow, whether it's the forearm. He didn't make that information clear. But they were going to throw in the towel to not sacrifice next season. So you have to think that McCullers is duking it out, wants to be a part of this postseason run, and is going to give it a go. Minute Maid Park was absolutely electric the first two games. Game one, Yordan hits the walk-off. Game two, we catch a break with Luis Castillo, throwing an absolute gem for the Mariners. And we caught a break with that blooper in the sixth, that led to, another two-run blast from Yordan Alvarez that made the juice box absolutely erupt. So we'll get to Jesus Ortiz in just a second. Let's go take a quick break from the golf to tell you more about the Swing Sound app, which you can find on the App Store and Google Play. One thing all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with is a consistent rhythm and tempo in their golf swing. You either swing the club too slow or too quick, especially under pressure when you have a big putt to win your weekend skins game or a late afternoon match against a buddy. And what Marius Filmater, the founder of Swing Sound Golf, has figured out is that almost all bad golf shots are caused by bad tempo, because study results show that all good golfers share a common and consistent rhythm when they swing the club, whether it's your driver, irons, putting. Good shots are a product of good rhythm. Putting is always a 2-1 tempo ratio. Whether you're fast like Brant Snedeker or smooth like Ben Crenshaw, Marius has done the research and it's always 2-1, which is the exact same as a pendulum. For the full swing, you have a 3-1 full swing tempo ratio. You could look at two completely different tempos. You could take Jim Furyk for one and Jordan Spieth on the other. Both of them have the same tempo ratio. To get the job done. Now, with the help of some of the best sound engineers around the world, Marius Filmater has developed the Swing Sound app, which plays a consistent rhythmic sound that will help establish your swing tempo and master your golf performance. Simply download the Swing Sound app, put your headphones on if you have others around you, and calibrate the rhythm that best fits your swing. Folks, ever since I got the Swing Sound app, it has eliminated the need for any coach or outside instruction. I put on, my speaker when I'm working on my putting stroke in the backyard. I turn on, my headphones when I'm warming up on the range. I get my rhythm dialed in. So do yourself a favor and take control of your golf performance and establish your swing tempo by downloading the Swing Sound app, available for only $4.99 on the App Store. So, as far as the golf is concerned around the world, the Zozo Championship will go into round four tonight with Ricky Fowler in the lead at 14 under. Number two, Keegan Bradley, at 13 under. Andrew Putnam, in third place. Not a lot of people had heard of Andrew Putnam the last couple of years. He won the 2018 Bermuda Championship over runner-up of the 2019 Masters, Chad Campbell. Then number four, Victor Hovland, who is looking for his first win since last fall. The fall has proven to be a great time for Victor Hovland. He had three great wins last fall. won Tiger's tournament, the Hero, won Mayakoba, and won in Saudi Arabia or in Abu Dhabi at the beginning of last year. Maverick McNealy tied for fifth, you know, in a three-way tie with former A&M legend Cam Champ. And then T8, Sahith Theegala, and Tom Hoge. Sahith, you know, just moved to the Woodlands from California. He's searching for his first win. And Tom Hoge's a Fort Worth guy who won his first PGA Tour event, you know, last fall in Palm Springs. Now, as far as Liv Jetta is concerned, Brooks Koepka leading the way at 10 under through 17 holes. You know, in second is Peter Uihlein, in a tie for third, Charles Schwartzel, Sergio Garcia, and Paul Casey, all at 8 under. You know, Sergio Garcia made some comments earlier this week that he thinks that the European Tour is going to be better off without him. You know, John Rahm still thinks that, you know, that LIV golfers should be eligible to compete, you know, in the Ryder Cup. Obviously, when you look at Team Europe, they're going to struggle a lot more with the amount of talent that they've had that have gone to LIV. Paul Casey, Sergio Garcia, you know, the list goes on. Martin Keimer, Graham McDowell, who likely their Ryder Cup years are behind them. But you'll notice in match play formats, a team presence, you know, always seems to get the job done. You know, a couple other topics around the world of golf, PGA Tour 2K13 by Tiger came out this week. You know, I got a chance to play it. Listen, you know, it's great that Tiger's on the cover. It's great that they have a couple personalities. You know, you can play with Michael Jordan. You can play with Steph Curry. That's awesome. But, you know, they didn't reinvent the wheel. As far as a golf video game is concerned, it's very stock. You know, you can do, you know, a season, but you know, I'm you know, personally, if I'm going to play video games, I'm playing Madden, I'm playing NBA. You know, it's a great, you know, they've improved a lot as far as the graphics are concerned, and all those little details to make, you know, a golf video game about as good as it can get. So number two, Jonah Hill is set to play John Daly in the biopic of his life. Now, we saw ESPN do a documentary on John Daly in 2018, you know, detailing, you know, his gambling addictions. You know, John Daly is, you know, obviously one of the more phenomenal personalities in the game. And, you know, I think Jonah Hill, I would have preferred to see Danny McBride playing John Daly, you know, the star from Eastbound and Down, Pineapple Express, all those good films that McBride has been in. I think he, you know, he rocks a natural mullet. I think he would have, you know, played Daly phenomenally. But, you know, on the other end, you know, Jonah Hill has you know, played so many phenomenal roles, you know, through the years. Had a great, you know, role in Moneyball. You know, so he can obviously do the whole sports acting thing. You know, so I think Daly, you know, that's something you have to look forward to. Jonah Hill playing John Daly. He's already getting the mullet ready. The script, the production, not really set yet, but we'll keep you updated as far as that is concerned. As far as the European Tour, the Estrella Master is currently going on. Robert McIntyre in a tie for first. My apologies. Robert McIntyre, not a tie for first. Minwoo Lee, who finished second to John Rahm last week, in a tie for first at 9 under. You know, I wouldn't bet against Minwoo Lee this week. You know, he's done a phenomenal job over the last couple of weeks kind of catching fire. So that's what's going on as far as the European Tour is concerned. You know, Ricky Fowler has a chance to really get back in the saddle here and really, you know, set his season with a win at the Zozo Championship. It is amazing to think, you know, that Ricky Fowler, you know, has not won a PGA Tour event, you know, since the 2019 Phoenix Open. And number two, the fact that he is not qualified for any of the major championships this year. So, you know, he still has to find a way to somehow get in the top 50 of the official world golf rankings. You know, if he can somehow find a way to win this week, which he certainly has a great opportunity to, 14 under, you know, he's one shot ahead of Keegan Bradley, who, you know, that's another subject we'll talk about later on. But Ricky Fowler, I think you know, he's made all these good changes. Butch Harmon on the bag. You know, he changed caddies. He went away from, you know, Joe Skravron, who is now with Tom Kim, who, you know, is one of the best players in the world right now at 20 years old. He's won two PGA Tour events over the last 6 months. You know, but I think the change for Ricky Fowler was, you know, was needed. You know, I think he needed a fresh perspective. Talked about in segment one, you know, there's been a lot of doubt surrounding Ricky Fowler. I think it was, you know, he really opened himself up for criticism when, you know, last year you're watching every single major championship with him not playing, yet he's in every single commercial that you see. I think, you know, fans and the media elites, you know, they like to criticize that. For me, you know, Ricky has always been a calm, cool, and composed guy who, you know, has always treated fans with respect, has always played with integrity and class, and never a guy who loses his temper. You're never going to see him slam a club, you know, and he's played at such a dominant level, you know, since he was 17 years old. This is a guy who played in two Walker Cups as an amateur, you know, came from Murrieta, California, you know, with virtually nothing. You know, and he has, you know, made an incredible name for himself, you know, as one of, you know, the flashiest golfers, you know, since Jesper Parnevik. As far as, you know, other names on this leaderboard that could, that have an excellent chance to win this golf tournament, Keegan Bradley has not won a golf tournament since the 2018 BMW, and before that, you really have to go all the way back to 2011, 2012, when he was winning major championships. Well, one major championship, won the 2011 PGA. But talk about a guy who has gone through, you know, the struggles of professional golf. Remember, he won the 2011 PGA Championship and won, you know, three other events using the anchor putter, you know, the same putter that we saw Adam Scott win the Masters with, you know, he, you know, connecting it to the chest. And then the rule changed. You know, you could no longer anchor a putter. And, you know, his game, you know, completely went under. Now, it's very impressive to see, you know, someone recover from that, especially on the greens. You know, putting is such a feel thing. It's such a touch thing. You know, it's phenomenal to see Keegan rebound from that. You know, when you look at Keegan Bradley's year, you know, last year on the PGA Tour, he you know, he just really played phenomenally. Top five finishes at the Players, you know, where Cam Smith won. Keegan had a great opportunity to win the Players until he hit his second shot in the water on the 72nd hole. You know, he had a great chance to win the Valero Texas Open, came in second at the Wells Fargo Championship, you know, a seventh place finish at the U.S. Open. You know, it's never been a question of the ball striking for Keegan Bradley. He's always been a great iron player, great off the tee, but the putter has seemingly always let him down. Well, that's not the case, and he's going to be close up on Ricky Fowler, you know, tomorrow in Tokyo. So on the other side, we'll get to picks. You know, a weekend pick for the Zozo Championship, right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network,
powered by Insperity,
with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, wrapping up here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes difference, 1-800-224-2004 is the number. You know, looking at the odds, if you're a betting man, if you're looking to take a pick here with one round to go at the Zozo Championship, you have Ricky Fowler at +210 odds to win, Keegan Bradley at +240 odds, you know, to win. I would, you know, I don't see Victor Hovland or Andrew Putnam winning this golf tournament. You know, in order to come from behind on a Sunday, you know, you have to have the ability to reel off, you know, 8-9 birdies, especially when you're chasing, you know, guys like, you know, major winner Keegan Bradley and, you know, five-time PGA Tour winner Ricky Fowler. You know, this golf course in Japan is playing fairly easy, short par threes, long par fours. You know, one of the purest courses in Japan, as I alluded to. Now, as far as a pick, you know, I'm looking a little farther down. If you're not going to take Ricky and if you're not going to take Keegan, you know, the two obvious choices here, you know, Sahith Theegala, you know, the new Woodlands resident, put together some kind of third round shooting 7-under and vaulting all the way to 9-under and a tie for 8th. So, you know, his odds right now, looking over it at DraftKings, 40-1 to win, and he's only, you know, he's only 4 shots back. Now, you know, I think, you know, as far as odds, as far as the right play, you know, I think if you're not going to take Keegan and Ricky, that's the, you know, that's your play. Now, as far as the Live Circus, you know, there is some, you know, there's some golf. There's some other golf going on in Jeddah. You know, Brooks Koepka in a tie for first with Peter Uihlein. You know, Peter Uihlein was an interesting move to Live. Dad was the CEO of Auchinet, which is, you know, the company that founded Titleist. You know, it's, you know, he has gone through, you know, I've talked about the ebbs and flows of professional golf a lot today. You know, he started his career on the European Tour for the first 6 years, has come over to the PGA Tour with very limited success. You know, he fits into that group where, you know, Liv could be the right move. You know, he was having to go back to Q school, you know, was struggling to get opportunities, you know, and so for a player like Uihlein, could have been the right move. You have a couple other veterans in the mix there, you know, Charles Schwartzel, Sergio Garcia, Paul Casey, you know, talk about unappealing to the next generation of golf. You know, they, you know, Schwartzel has already won a Live Tour event. Sergio, probably not going to see him at the Ryder Cup. So, you know, I think as far as Liv is concerned, I would take Brooks Koepka to finish it off. He's back with Claude Harmon III as a coach. I think he wins that event. All right, we'll see you next week on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Go Stros.